Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You may no longer need open-heart surgery to replace bad heart valves. I'm Fred Bottomer. Faulty aortic valves are now being replaced in some cases by inserting a new one through a catheter up an artery in the groin. This method previously was only for patients deemed at high risk for open-heart surgery, but now it's been found good for low-risk patients, too.
Patients who would be otherwise deemed to be low risk for having a surgical aortic valve replacement. So it was really challenging the catheter valves and saying, are they actually as good or better than surgery? And it turns out that that answer was a strongly definitive yes.
SLU care cardiologist Dr. Michael Lim at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital.
And this has been a phenomenal change in cardiovascular medicine. And in fact, in my opinion, this is the biggest change in the practice of heart care and cardiology over the past 15 years.
With 60 Seconds to Better Health, I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.